I'm super happy. Are you happy? Welcome to the Be You, Find Happy podcast. Here you'll find tips and tricks to inspire you on your way to happiness, to live a courageous life of authenticity, and learn how to speak your truth with grace. I'm Michaela Johnson, and welcome to our podcast. Good morning, Jeannie, and welcome to the Be You, Find Happy podcast. I got an amazing sample of Figgy Life. I hope I pronounced that correctly. I would love for you to share with the listeners a little about this journey that you've been on in terms of kind of the panic disorder that you've dealt with and, you know, your journey to Figgy Life.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy that you enjoyed the skincare samples. Yeah, so my background is in international criminal and human rights law, and I operated or founded and had a consultancy in that for almost 15 years. And then I was diagnosed with panic disorder, which I mismanaged really badly. And in 2020, it all came to kind of a breaking moment where my health was just in a really bad place. I just immigrated to another country. My stress levels were in a really bad place, and I had to make some really big decisions about how I was going to go forward on my path. And I decided to become a silent partner in my consultancy and to start Figgy.
Isn't it incredible what cortisol can do to our bodies in terms of destruction? We talk a lot about that on this podcast. I mean, it is really wild how it can bring you to your knees and really be so destructive. Share with me a little bit about Figgy and what it is and why it's so amazing.
So Figgy is the Figgy Lifestyle, which is my blog and the podcast, and then Figgy Beauty line, which is the skincare. And when I founded Figgy, one of my main things was that I wasn't in a good space for healing because in my consultancy days, I was hiding my diagnosis. I was very ashamed of it. I felt very guilty of it. And when I started Figgy, I decided that if I'm going to heal, I need to have more transparency about this. And I need to be honest about how I'm wired and who I am and what that means. And that's why I wanted to start Figgy. So the skincare is only for dry and sensitive skin. And it came about as one of the symptoms of my panic disorder, which is incredibly sensitive skin. I've always loved skincare. And it felt like a good way for me to add something small to my routine towards the journey of healing and taking ownership of my diagnosis and having something in my arsenal every day that speaks to that in a good and kind way.
And so there are so many things in terms of beauty products. What sets this apart?
Well, the main ingredient in all of these products is South African rooibos tea, which is, it has such a plethora of scientific evidence and research behind it for so, so many years. And it's so great for skincare because it's a wonderful anti-inflammatory and it's a very, very unique antioxidant. So it's such a super heroine for sensitive skin. And this range is really minimalistic because if your skin is really sensitive, and you would know that if you struggle with that, you cannot handle a lot. You need to be going back to the basics just to get your skin in a good space. So it's only cleansers, a day and night cream.
And one of the things that I've dealt with the people on this podcast know is a nickel allergy. There are, I think, 188 known severe allergens in the derma world. how have you managed to kind of avoid allergens and things like that?
Yeah, so really the skincare I created from, I went back and did my certificate in cosmetic chemistry. I really created it from my symptoms and what I knew upset my skin. So I wanted it to be as free from these potential agents as possible. Obviously, that's not possible with everything because there are certain chemical and formulatory things you need to take into account, but there's no fragrance in any of the products. There's no essential oils, which you see a lot in fragrance-free products because it helps with the smell and it helps with that kind of sensory element. But if you have sensitive skin like me, you can't handle them. It's gluten-free, it's vegan, it has no artificial colorants in it. So I've really worked hard to try and take out all the most common triggers. And then, of course, again, the addition of the rooibos, which is really soothing and calming and healing.
And so are you then on the list of things that are non-allergenic, like are if for people that have sensitive skin, then they could use your product?
Yes, they can. And we are currently in the final stages of the process for getting our approval from the National Eczema Foundation. So we're busy with our application and all the tests that need to go into that. Yeah.
That's incredible. That is so amazing.
Yeah. It's not done yet. We're in the process. So like
getting there, right? That stuff takes forever. That's the thing, is it really does. What's your favorite product that you have for people to start on? And then I wanted to kind of switch gears for a little bit.
Yeah. So I think the most kind of universal one is the day cream because it's very hydrating and it's like kind of a silky texture. It's high in antioxidants from not vitamin C that can be very irritating, rather from rooibos and vitamin E. And it helps your skin fight those extra UVA, UVB rays that sunscreen doesn't always cover because we don't apply it correctly. And it has niacinamide to help with skin tone and also with soothing and calming. So it's a good one to start with, and it's a good one to have in your bag for whatever time of day.
And so the niacinamide, is how much is in there? Because I've read different things about like percentages and stuff like that, but that's really the stuff that'll make like aging spots go away and that sort of thing, right?
Yeah, there is evidence to prove that. But I think the gold standard in kind of probably age spots and all that, there are many ingredients that could do that, but niacinamide has pretty solid tests behind it to do that. But it's very important that, especially if you have sensitive skin, you understand that higher is not at all better for us.
Right.
So I did a lot of work going to do my certificate in the cosmetic chemistry. So I understand what it is and how it works. So I spent a lot of time making sure that the percentages of the actives that I did choose to put into the products are really as low as it can possibly be to be effective, because my skin cannot handle those high percentages of actives. So it's well beneath any kind of percentage that needs to be worrying for those of us that have sensitive skin.
Yeah, that's impressive. One of the things I love about your website is that it says there are no secrets to happiness. Life always happens. And this is kind of something that we really promote on this podcast, is that it's not like happiness is something you get and you put in your purse and then you have it. There's always something challenging it. And so I really like the approach that you take, that, you know, there are so many things. I'm personally on a detox protocol right now from heavy metals, parasites, fungus, like candida and all the things, mold, bacteria, viruses. And it's been incredible. It's been really wild to watch. I'm working with a lady in the United States who uses plant medicine products that are developed by a science lab in Europe, in Germany. And so she's actually going to be coming on the podcast pretty soon. It's really exciting, but it's been amazing to watch the way that it's moved through my body and the brain fog is gone. And it's been interesting as the cortisol has come down, as there's been relief on the rest of the systems in my, you know, hormones and in my key organs and all of that. So it's been really amazing to watch that journey kind of play out. At first it was a little concerning. It's like, oh, I've got this little pinch headache. And then it's like, oh, my lymph nodes are on fire. And then all of a sudden my ovaries are screaming. And she says, you know, this is just years of things being stored up. And so I understand it. Figgy was really a lifestyle thing that you created. Also though, the skincare products, because you needed products that were clean. Is that correct?
Yeah. And at that time, I had also moved to Europe from my native South Africa, and finding fragrance-free products, I never in a million years thought that fragrance filled products was such a big thing in Europe. It's so difficult. And when you do find a fragrance free product, it's full of all sorts of other nasty things. So I really was deeply challenged with that. And I needed to find something that spoke to me and that worked for me. And you're so right. Like when cortisol is off, everything in your body is off. Like people think you say you have a panic disorder, it means you have panic attacks. No, you do have panic attacks, but it's everything that comes with it. It's the IBS, it's the migraines, it's the insomnia, it's the constant state of fight and flight. Like all of those things you have to manage every single day.
Totally. And so, I'm really fascinated by the rooibos part of things, because as I understand it, rooibos isn't actually a tea, right?
It's not.
Yeah. So tell me about rooibos. Cause I drink it. I love it. But I recently learned in the last couple of years, it's not actually tea.
Yeah. So it's not from the Camellia sinensis plant, which is the usual tea plant. It's actually a herb, and it only grows in a very small part naturally. It only grows naturally in a very small part of the Cedarburg Mountains in South Africa. And what we've learned is they've tried to recreate it, and they tried to plant it, I think, in France and tried to farm it there. And South Africans actually won the case against that to say it's a protected designation of origin, which we're all very proud of, because the thing about rooibos and the thing that makes it so special is its polyphenol structure. There's no other plant or species on earth that has the same polyphenol structure as rooibos. That's why it's so powerful anti-inflammatory and antioxidant. But when you take it out of that area where it naturally grows, the entire composition of the plant changes, and it's no longer this rooibos with all of these amazing qualities. So it really is very unique, and it really can only grow in this certain part of the world to develop into this health powerhouse that it is. And the research on it has just been so incredible, and there's so much research on it. The key scientific expert in the field at the moment was on our podcast actually a little while ago, and she was telling us about all the even new research coming out about rooibos. I mean, it's scientifically proven to help prevent cancer and to help prevent diabetes. These are scientifically proven, you know, and that's if you drink it as a herbal brew, or most people call it a tea. And it's because of its anti-inflammatory properties. It's because it's such a great anti-inflammatory.
I love, love, love that. So to switch gears just a little bit here, your house burned down a few years ago, or at least a large portion of it. And tell me about that experience and how that impacted your life and the direction that you took following that.
So luckily the entire house didn't burn down, but a big part of it was very badly damaged. And it was actually now, like a month ago, a month or two ago.
Wow.
It was difficult for sure, because I don't think you're ever prepared to deal with something like that. It's what you see on the TV or what you hear about happens to other people. It's very surreal to walk into, well, not being able to walk into your house and just see these like clouds of smoke billowing out everywhere. I had a really difficult time with that, because we lost a lot of precious things that I couldn't replace, you know, like photos I didn't have, trinkets I bought that I can't replace. The damage was extensive, and I thought that I would like go to my base setting of, okay, let's think about everything you have to be grateful for. At least it wasn't the whole house. My husband ran into the fire. I don't know what he was thinking. At least he didn't die or get hurt any more than he did. He had very bad smoke inhalation. But I also just realized that during that experience, we've kind of shifted our mindset as a society of how we give support. Our way of giving support is denying what hurts and saying, oh no, you know what? Focus on the positive. And we forget to sometimes just feel our feelings, you know, whatever happened to asking somebody, hey, you know what do you need? How can I support you? And just letting that be that, you know, I can't feel the full extent of my gratitude if my heart is full of sadness and anger and frustration. I need to feel that. I need to feel that before I can tap into the gratitude that's kind of always there, you know?
I think gratitude is a really important part of all of the you know, of all of the challenges that we come through, because if we can tap into a space of finding something that we are still grateful for amidst challenge, setbacks, and adversity, then we usually come out stronger and better. And we can kind of find that space of silver linings.
For sure. But what I learned through this is that I can only do that if I feel my feelings. The ideology of denying those in an effort to be positive and just be grateful and just look at the silver lining, it kind of makes everything kind of bubble up, you know? So sometimes it's okay to just feel how you feel so that you can work through those emotions and let them go and totally. Fill your heart with the gratitude that is left, you know?
Totally. Yes. Love it, love it, love it. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. How can people learn more about you and find information about what you've got going on?
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, so people can go to FiggyLife, FiggyLife.com for the blog and the podcast and what Figgy is about. And if you want to shop the skincare, you can go to Figgy.eu. And you can also find me on Instagram at Jean_FiggyLife.
I love that. Thank you so much for coming on today. And it was such a pleasure to get to share some things from your mind with the rest of the world.
Oh, thank you so much. That's very kind. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This has been a BU Find Happy podcast. For more inspiration, check out the links.